Economic levers and measures. It is important to involve the finance department early on in the process to assist with benefits projections and analysis. Working with finance stakeholders, a business case can be created that projects tangible increases across any of the five major economic levers for a business: revenue, costs, net fixed assets, fixed capital, working capital, capital expenditure, CapEx. Pursuant to measuring and improving performance, with regard to those levers, there are a host of important measures or concepts that may be important for the creation of a given business case. Many of these are defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. Net working capital, also referred to as just working capital, the current assets of a firm minus its current liabilities. Current ratio, current assets divided by current liabilities. Time value of money, the cumulative effect of elapsed time on the money value of an event, based on the earning power of equivalent invested funds. Discounted cash flow, a method of investment analysis in which future cash flows are converted or discounted to their value at the present time. The net present value of an item is estimated to be the sum of all discounted future cash flows. Break-even point, the level of production or the volume of sales at which operations are neither profitable nor unprofitable. The intersection of the total revenue and total cost curves. Contribution margin, an amount equal to the difference between sales revenue and variable costs. The applicability and even interpretation of these concepts will depend on the specifics of the project and the organization. For example, when looking to improve the current ratio, the value of accounts receivable and inventory can be increased and/or accounts payable can be reduced. However, an organization that has an efficiency focus or uses lean manufacturing actively looks to reduce inventory to minimum levels that still allow acceptable levels of customer service. In addition, more inventory requires more investment, so higher inventory levels often also increase current liabilities, resulting in no improvement to the current ratio. Several supply chain-oriented changes may drive quantifiable financial improvement, including enhanced S&OP processes, improve forecast accuracy, optimizing delivery frequency by location, fine-tuning safety stock levels, reducing lead times, focused case count and SKU management, increased collaboration with suppliers. Working on improvements such as these can lead to tangible improvements in quantifiable ways, such as reduced inventory, improved inventory turns, improved days of supply metrics, production stabilization, accuracy compared to scheduled production levels, increased inventory accuracy, reduced losses in cost of production resulting from inventory issues. The above lists of changes and measurable improvements are not exhaustive. However, these are examples of commonly pursued changes and the resulting metric improvements. Related analysis. Depending on which measures have been identified as important, a variety of analyses may be employed. Cost volume profit analysis. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines cost-volume-profit analysis as the study of how profits change with various levels of output and selling price. The basic concept of cost-volume-profit, CVP, analysis is that the selling price of a product or service impacts demand to a lesser or greater degree, depending on the item in question. This is called price elasticity. The level of demand then affects volume. If lowering a price increases volume sufficiently, it will make up for the lower profit per unit. Conversely, if raising a price does not decrease volume by too much, the higher profit per unit will cover the lost volume. Break-even analysis. The dictionary defines break-even analysis as a study of the number of units or amount of time required to recoup an investment. In other words, a break-even B/E analysis identifies the point at which fixed costs equal contribution margin. A B/E analysis can be used to determine if a product's demand, its sales potential at a defined price level, will be sufficient to cover the costs of manufacture. The formula for this analysis starts by setting revenue equal to total cost, where revenue is the unit price times the number of units and total cost is the fixed cost plus the variable cost times the number of units. Since the information we don't know is the number of units, the formula solves for number of units. Financial statements. There are several different types of financial statements that may be used to attain information for analysis. Balance sheets, income statements, and cash flow statements can all be used to determine the current operation and performance data for an organization, including cash reserves, inventory value, and other important data. As mentioned before, it is wise to involve finance partners to help break down and understand these statements and analyze the data within them. However, financial statements may provide value to a business case in another way. In most cases, the individuals who are responsible for approving or denying a potential supply chain transformation are very familiar with all of these forms. Given this familiarity, it may be wise to present projected benefits in the business case in the form of a hypothetical set of financial statements. Though this type of presentation may not seem very exciting, examining a realistic financial statement showing improvement in key areas can make the end state feel real to the executive team, potentially swaying them to approve a business case that they are undecided on.